We're back at Carneseca Arena in New York. Bowling Green battles to the very end with St. John's, but the Red Storm prevails 71-68. We're talking now with head coach Michael Huger. And first of all, coach, a sizable contingent of your friends and family across the way.
Oh, yeah. We got about 80 people in here, just that, and then all together. We probably got about 200 people in here. So it's been a packed house for us, and it was a lot of fun to play in front of them. Too bad we couldn't come up with the victory. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, many times in a situation like this, I think you would think that, you know, we played very well, but we came out short. But I think really you feel like you should have won this game, right?
Yes, we should have won this game. We had several opportunities and several chances. We had a big one at the end, and, you know, we just came up short. But, you know, that's basketball. It was a lot of fun to watch, fun to be a part of, and you know, hopefully we can build from this and go into VCU and come out with a victory.
Well, when you and I talked before the game and the last couple of days, we talked about your three-point shooting thus far had been subpar to what you expected. Tonight, you were on point, so to speak, over 50% for a lot of the game, right under it for the game, 11 of 23. That's more like it?
Yes, I wasn't too worried about the three-point shooting. I told you we were getting the looks that we wanted, just weren't able to knock them down, but we had great looks, and we got the same thing tonight, got some great looks, and we were able to knock them down tonight, and that was the difference in the game.
We also talked about how you couldn't feed them easy baskets, and while it didn't have seemingly a terrible time with that, I look at the final numbers, you had 20 turnovers for their 26 points. I guess in the end, not quite good enough at holding on to the ball and not feeding them what they wanted.
For us, a lot of those turnovers were dead ball turnovers. They were going out of bounds, so we had a chance to set the defense. So they weren't really live ball turnovers that they got transition. A lot of that stuff was at the end when we were pressing and trapping and trying to get out there, and that's when they got those points.
Also, tonight you did well on the boards, and I think you anticipated that. So I guess kind of took care of business on the rebounding?
We definitely took care of business on the rebound, and that was a lot of fun to see our guys battle with them and come up with those rebounds and give ourselves a chance to win the game at the end.
I want to talk about DiMaggio Wiggins' night tonight. He only gets four attempts. They really wanted to take the ball away from him, apparently, but got to the line a ton, ends up with 12 points, almost all at the line. What did we learn about DiMaggio tonight?
That he can guard smaller players and keep them in front. And so I don't want to have any excuses when we go into league and he got to guard smaller guys. I mean, he showed and proved that he can guard those guys and keep them in front. They did a great job of helping from the backside and corralling them and having a lot of guys around them. And I think that's what opened up our three-point shot. So we were able to take advantage of that. But he did an excellent job today on the defensive end.
What can you say about your backcourt tandem, Justin Turner? They both went off tonight in certain parts of the game, combined for 2 points and eight threes. I think we saw maybe the best of both of those guys tonight.
We saw a really good Dylan Fry, really good Justin Turner. They both played well. I was most impressed with the defense. They both were able to guard and did a great job on Pons. And, you know, Justin did a great job on Simons and also Haran. So I was more impressed with their defensive effort than I was with the offense.
I know you may not have an answer to this, but Pons didn't play for the first 7 or 8 minutes of the second half. Seemed like you had frustrated him, and maybe they just sat him out to try and get his bearings right. But you guys did a great job on him, although he ends up with 15 at the end. Clearly you had him out of sorts.
Yeah, the other guys stepped up, and they played big. Haran was big for those guys. Yeah, he did a really good job for them. Clark played well for them. And you know, that's the difference. They all were able to step up and, you know, contribute, and that's what a team does.
Coach, what about your bench play tonight? You only bring three guys off the bench, but talk about the contributions of your guys off the bench tonight, Laster, Plowden, and Marlon Sierra.
They all did a great job of contributing. I had to shorten the bench because of matchups. Just didn't think the matchups were quite good enough for us. And, you know, we had to kind of shorten that bench just to get good matchups. And I thought we did a good job with that, but hopefully we'll be able to get guys in on the next game.
So what's the message now? You played great tonight. I'm sure in a lot of ways you feel good about it, but you got to put this behind you, somehow build off it for Monday night.
Got to put it behind us, and now we got to get ready for VCU. Just last day, and then that's it. We got to get ready for VCU.
Now, Coach, we'll see you in Richmond. Well played tonight, even though you come up short. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. Final score, St. John's 84 and Bowling Green 80. We'll be back to wrap it up from here at Carneseca Arena. You're listening to Falcon Basketball from Learfield.